Nat King Cole, and whose untimely death in 1965 at the age of 45 robbed the world of one of its great talents. Nathaniel Cole was born in the deep south of the United States in Montgomery, Alabama. Later, he went to Chicago and made his start as a professional musician at the age of 17. He became a very fine jazz pianist, but singing hadn't really entered into the picture until he formed the King Cole Trio in 1939 with Oscar Moore on guitar and Wesley Prince on bass. Their first big hits came when they were signed to Capitol in 1943. And at first, their records consisted of the three members of the group singing in unison, but then, occasionally, Cole would take a solo, and a great, warm voice made an immediate impression on record buyers around the world. I remember the first King Cole Trio record I owned. It was Sweet Lorraine.
I've just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy with another brand new choo-choo toy. When I'm with my sweet Lorraine, she's got a pair of eyes that are bluer than the summer skies. And when you see them, you will realize, oh, why I love my sweet Lorraine. Now when it's raining, I don't miss the sun, 'cause it's in my baby's smile. And just to think that I'm the lucky one who will lead her down the aisle. Ooh, each night I pray that nobody steals her heart away. I just can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine. I pray that nobody steals her heart away. I just can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-boo-doo.
Sweet Lorraine, with some very tasteful piano a la Cole from Glenn Marks. Thank you, Glenn. And while you're in the mood, let's try another of the great King Cole Trio hits. It's Only a Paper Moon.
Say it's only a paper moon, a sailing over a cardboard sea. But would we make believe if you believed in me? It's only a canvas sky, hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. And without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as a phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Your love,
It's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Thank you, Glenn. You did it again. Well, just about the time that Nat Cole's voice was getting to be well-known around the world, a cute, vivacious lady named Nellie Lutcher was turning out hit after hit. Some years later, when I was living and working in New York, I had the delightful pleasure to work with her in a Greenwich Village nightclub. Nellie was a great lady and an excellent pianist. Here now is our guest, lovely Evie Pickler, to sing her version of Nellie Lutcher's hit of the 40s, He's Got a Fine Brown Frame.
He's got a fine brown frame. I wonder what could be his name. He looks good to me, and all I can see is his fine brown frame. How long have you been around, Mister? When did you get to this town? I'm gonna scream, 'cause I've never seen such a fine brown frame. All that I got is a broken and chain. Hey, dear, why don't you sit in my throne? Don't be so square. Why don't you put it right here? Together we could really have fun. I promise not to bite. Oh, he's got such a fine brown frame. Honey, what's your name? He looks good to me. All I can see is that fine brown frame. Sweet as butter, Gritter. Oh, he's got such a fine brown frame. Oh, darling, won't you tell me your name? You look good to me. All I can see is that fine brown frame. How long have you been moving? Why don't you stop and really start grooving? I'm gonna faint, 'cause I just can't resist a fine brown frame. All I can say is I'm in such a state, because you're making me sad. Don't be so straight, I just want a mate. Together we could really get high. Such a fine brown frame. Honey, honey, what's your name? You look good to me. All I can see is your fine brown frame. Now Robert Redford, James Cann, or even Clark Gable, all as fine as mink or sable. You may not be classed with the elite, and you may not be hip to that jive like grass is real neat. Baby, you look like Muhammad Ali in bronze, and I know I'm a fool, because you're so cool and uncreased. That man, that wild, that your fine red frame, you're driving me crazy.
Thank you, Evie. We'll look forward to some more of your mellow sounds in another of our programs. One of Nat Cole's biggest hits of all time was a very interesting song written by a very unusual man. His name was Eden Arbez. And as the story goes, he appeared in Los Angeles one day, dressed in flowing white robes and sandals, and he had a song that had a message unlike anything that was being heard at that time. Most lyrics were very predictable in their content in those days. Boy meets girl, falls in love, loses girl, sometimes a happy ending or a novelty twist, but the love theme was supreme. Then along came the strange man with a lyric that, well, predated the hippie slogan of make love, not war, by 20 years. With today's influence of Asian religions and philosophies, We're quite accustomed to seeing long robes, beards, and sandals. But to the more conventional people of the 40s, Eden Arbez must have seemed very far out. The song he brought with him was recorded by Nat Cole and became one of his biggest hits. Here is Nature Boy. As on Nature Boy, recorded in 1948, Nat Cole was now using a large orchestra to accompany him, and apart from his personal appearances, the Nat Cole Trio was being phased out. and his jazz background was becoming less apparent. His popularity grew, and in 1956 he became the first Negro entertainer to be featured in his own network TV series. And that was quite a breakthrough in those days. Almost every record he made became a top seller. Most of them were ballads, but he tried his hand with the occasional bright and breezy number like Ramblin' Rose. In 1955, when Nat Cole was riding high, a big hit song came from an unexpected source. From the great Latin American orchestra of Perez Prado came Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White. Singer Alan Dale followed up with a vocal cover version that was also a big seller. But now, here is Eric Jupp and the ABC Sydney Show Band with the Perez Prado version of Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White.
Thank you.
During the 50s and on into the 60s, Nat Cole's popularity spread far and wide. And as well as making his usual quota of hit records, he broke into movies. Some of them were Small Town Girl, The Blue Gardenia, Hadji Baba, Istanbul, China Gate, Cat Ballou, and St. Louis Blues, in which he played the part of W.C. Handy. He traveled to Europe, Latin America, and Australia. And I can remember seeing him perform in Sydney. His show was impeccable. One of his biggest successes was in 1963 when he recorded this song.
Soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer that stop the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer. Just fill your basket full of sandwiches and weenies, then lock your house up. Now you're set, and on the beach you'll see the girls in their bikinis, as cute as ever, but they never get them wet. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer, those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer, you'll wish that summer could always be here. Roll out tell a girl and fella about a drive-in or some romantic movie scene. Why, from the moment that those lovers start arriving, you'll see more kissing in the cars than on the screen. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer, those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer, you'll wish that summer could always be here. You'll wish that summer could always be here. You'll wish that summer could always be here.
Then came 1965, and the world lost one of the warmest voices popular music had ever produced. For me, I think the song I will always associate most with Nat Cole is Mona Lisa.
Are you warm? Are you real? Mona Lisa.
The past 3 weeks, I've enjoyed bringing you the music of the great popular singers. And I'll hope you'll be listening to our future programs in this series when we'll be featuring the songs of singers like Mel Torme, Billy Eckstein, Tony Bennett, Perry Como, Andy Williams, Tom Jones, and many others. Next week, we'll talk and sing about a very unique singing stylist, Frankie Lane. Till then, on behalf of our guest, Evie Pickler, Eric Jupp, and the ABC Sydney Show Band, my sound recordist, Brendan Frost, Chris Crome and Ron Minogue. This is Alan Dean saying thank you for listening.